Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, December the 30th of 2008.
Wow. Wow. Almost done, isn't it?
Isn't that nutty?
That's crazy.
All the geek without the wait for only two more days this year anyway.
And then so next year there will be wait? No. I say maybe. We make the resolution here and
you
now.
You want to be consistent?
We will continue
and just stay
no wait.
No wait in 09.
Damn right.
We got to find something that rhymes.
Hey. Oh, wait. You just did that.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, hey there. We're here coming at you, flying at you like Maskatron's launching suction cup arm. You remember the Maskatron doll?
I do.
That thing was awesome.
That
you could shoot it across a room right there.
It's like a wacky wall walker arm thing.
That there, friends, is Billy Flynn.
For the dashing hero like me on the case, how can we fail?
I agree. No idea.
Magnificent. As for me, I am the Vicar.
The answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
And, wow, yeah, two more days. It's Tuesday, so we're going to be talking about DVD releases. Got news for Geekly 2, all of that coming up on today's show. This day in 1460, you know I'm a Wars of the Roses buff, so the Battle of Wakefield was fought today.
Danny DeVito,
this day in,
Michael Douglas, fantastic.
And
Kathleen Turner,
right?
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein hanged on this day in 06. Hey!
Wow.
All right.
Good for, wait.
That's not very geeky.
No, it doesn't sound right at all.
I don't know. All right. Birthdays. Bo Diddley, 1928. How about that?
Kristen
Tracy
Kruick.
Ullman, too.
Oh,
if it weren't
Ullman.
For her, we'd
we
have, no,
have
Simpsons.
No Simpsons.
Right, this is what I'm saying.
She is, 49 years old today? Yes.
I don't know.
Kristen Kruick
do
from Smallville, Lana Lang is 26.
Oh, nice.
Liza Dushku is 28.
Oh.
They have her listed as True Davies from True Calling.
Yeah.
But she's from Buffy. She's Faith
okay,
from
we'll
Buffy.
Take that. Hey, Tiger Woods' birthday is today, too,
hey,
by the way. He was
I'm
born
Tiger
in 75.
Woods. Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle, yo.
Heidi Fleiss is 43.
Nice.
We know her best because Charlie Sheen spent a bunch of money there.
Yes.
Sean Hannity from Hannity and Combs. No. No longer Hannity and Combs. Combs has left, and Sean Hannity is a sad man. Why did he go? He's gone. Oh, why?
I don't know. Is it just called Hannity now, like Daughtry?
Well, they're going to bring in another fake liberal guy for the Fox News Network. He's 47. Davy Jones from the Monkees is 63. And Sir Michael Nesmith from the Monkees is 66. It's a monkey birthday.
It is. On December 30th every year, it's a monkey extravaganza out there. You know
it. You can't stop it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Let's talk television.
Please.
I don't have very much here.
Okay. Yes, you do.
ABC tonight.
TV, right.
ABC tonight.
Yes.
Happy New Year, Charlie Brown.
I don't remember this at all.
I don't know what this is.
I have no idea what this is.
I don't think this one is... All right, you got the first batch, right?
We
do. Which is Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween.
Yes.
That's the original batch.
Yes.
Now, I know somewhere in there we got Valentine's Day. Easter.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where this one comes in.
No idea.
I don't know. Also on ABC, Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
About freaking time they brought that back to network TV.
Now, I have it on VHS, but it is nice that they're showing it. So that's cool.
Creepy baby New Year, followed by a new episode of According to Jim, because that's what I want to see after that.
That's the Christmas
follow-up. And new Eli Stone. CBS with the 31st Annual Kennedy Center honors. You can't stop it.
No.
They're honoring Kennedys tonight, apparently.
All of them. Yes.
Wow.
Kennedy, the VJ from MTV way back when.
Oh,
that was nice. Anyway.
You know, Kennedy and Lisa Loeb,
they're the same person, which is crazy. Fox tonight, House and Fringe, and they're both reruns. So.
Yeah. Tonight on A&E on Manhunter's Fugitive Task Force. Tonight, Pep takes it personal. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, breaking it.
Biography Channel tonight, it's all about the funny. The first biography is Adam Sandler, but the second one, sir, just for you, Sarah Silverman.
Nice!
You get to enjoy some Sarah Silverman action.
Sarah Silverman, well, Kennedy and Lisa Loeb together.
There may not be any action. Like the kind you're looking for, per se, but...
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, they're showing The Wild Bunch. William Holden and Ernest Borgnine. By God, they're actually showing a classic movie. It doesn't happen often, so I like to applaud them of that.
The True Hollywood Story tonight. Rachel Ray. Just because she's so cute, I want to eat her in a sandwich.
Tonight on Animal Planet on Weird, True, and Freaky, Interspecies Love.
It's Clerks 2.
It is, absolutely.
Fantastic.
But
well, what about Wii? Isn't that one of them chick networks?
Yes.
Okay,
and
WE or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Secret Lives of Women. Size matters. Tall, small, and extra large.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of the show.
See, about time they admitted that.
Yep.
Comedy Central tonight, it's Bachelor Party 2. Electric Boogaloo. No, Bachelor Party 2, The Last Temptation. No Tom Hanks.
I didn't see that.
No Monique Gabrielle. And I don't know what the... No Adrian Zmed.
Oh, well, F that.
Yeah, I'm not there anymore now. You've just
if
lost
there's no Adrian Zmed, I don't care.
History Channel tonight on the Seven Deadly Sins are looking at envy. On Spike TV on Mansers, a burger joint can cure hemorrhoids. That's the name of it. I don't know what that means, but I know what you're doing this weekend.
Huh, okay.
TLC, TLC has The Woman with the Giant Legs.
Oh, God. Yeah.
With VH1, The 100 Greatest Hard Rock Songs. And if I'm watching anything tonight, it's on the Hallmark Channel, because a holiday angel finds his job is in jeopardy when his supervisor arrives to punish him for contacting the wrong family. Oh, no. Tonight, Katie Sagal learns what happens when angels come to town.
I do like me some Katie Sagal.
I know you do.
I really do.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Every time an angel...
Wait, I don't know.
Every time a bell rings...
Yeah, I was just trying to think of something funny for that particular movie, but I couldn't...
No peg. That's how you would have had to have done. You would have started it and just went, no peg.
All right, GRD mailbag, kiddies. Hey, wait a minute. What the snag?
People are traveling. It's the
holidays. People are traveling. That's the excuse we got to deal with. People are traveling. I don't think that's right. You and I get up early. I mean, balls early to do this show, you know, for the GRD Nation.
Yeah.
You'd think... Somebody could drop us an email.
Are you feeling unloved? Hey,
I am feeling
unloved. Hey, everyone out there in the GRD Nation, if you could make a New Year's resolution to send some email, that'd be fantastic.
We are getting a metric shit ton of voicemail, but we play those on the weekly show, and the weekly is now the Sweekly.
The Sweekly, so...
And around the holiday, that's a little tough on us to get done,
yeah, so... 2009, that's a resolution to do those on a little more regular basis.
13 voicemails waiting.
Good God.
Yeah,
so... Well, in the meantime, you know, since the voicemails are sort of backlogged like a frat boy's toilet... If you could just drop a line over to Vicar, Billy Flynn, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Hell, we'll even take the old podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
We'll take it. That would be dandy and
we'll
would
even
make us happy.
We'll take you over here to the fantastic forums for the social geek working. Please, by all means, how would they do that, sir?
Well,
how would they get there?
Those are fine forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
It's kind of the same thing again and again, then,
well,
isn't it?
Well, pretty much. Yeah, that's true. All right,
see.
So fine. We'll skip over that segment for now because, well, we have no choice.
Yeah.
And we're coming back in just a minute with your new DVD releases, also news of the Geekly All. Right here on this Tuesday, December 30th, 2008, Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Geek Radio Daily, Tuesday, December the 30th, 2008. You're next to the last GRD for the whole dang year.
Wow.
Crazy. Isn't it nutty?
It is.
I think it's nutty.
Because then we're going to blink and it's going to be February.
I know.
Think about that.
All right. Flynn and the Vicar,
that's
by the way, here with you on this Tuesday. So let's jump to it, man. Let's look at some new DVDs.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you just might.
There ain't a whole hell of a lot out.
They just, you know, they're like, their New Year's resolution is to wait to next year
to
release good stuff.
No lie, because, all right, starting off, you got your American Carol. Isn't that the uber right-wing comedy thing?
Isn't it from the Zuckers, or at least from Abrams is in there? Yeah,
I don't remember. Anyway, yeah.
General Patton and Kelsey Grammer plays him.
Bill O'Reilly, isn't he in this
I
thing?
I believe he is in there for a moment. It's
well,
kind
that
of
ought
weird.
To be a hoot.
Usually. We could always watch The Secret Life of the American Teenager Season 1.
Oh.
Huh?
Hey,
huh? See what I'm saying?
Hi there. We
How
could.
You doing?
I've got the Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget.
Oh, absolutely.
You better axe somebody. And it even has it there in the title, uncensored. So there you go.
You better axe someone.
That's
no
what
doubt.
I'm saying.
That would be pretty good. Well, you can also today, Gamera the Brave, part of the new series of Gamera movies that are being released in Japan, is out. Also, you can see Aaron Eckhart, that's right, Harvey Dent himself, fooling around with an underage girl in Towelhead.
Oh, my.
Huh? Or as I like to call it, 1997.
Oh, damn. No, yeah. All right, how about Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, the 20th anniversary edition.
It's a good movie.
These are usually good, unless they're retreads, which often happens. But if there's new material, the anniversary editions, 10th, 20th, whatever, are usually worth picking up if you're a fan.
And it's going to have to do something to compete with Bloodsuckers from Outer Space.
Oh, hells yeah, it is.
Or Dutch Junkies. or the F word.
I wonder what Dutch junkies is a euphemism for.
I don't know, but
it's a euphemism
bad.
For something.
It certainly
yeah,
is.
That's something you do. You know, oh, dude, I passed out, and this dude, I thought he was my buddy, but he ended up giving me a Dutch junkie.
Dude, he's a Dutch junkie. Internet Dating is a movie that's out today. A movie about that, so fine, whatever. Matthew McConaughey, in a movie that has to be from long ago, is stars in Surfer Dude, that surfer comma dude, in which he plays a surfer who comes back home, finds out that people are harshing the buzz in his town.
No.
And he has to get revenge? Sure.
Well,
why
sure.
not?
When somebody harshes your buzz.
By God,
what
yes.
else is there that a surfer can do?
Nothing. Nothing, sir. Although, there's still no Parker Lewis, but if I have to pick something to watch today, it's probably going to be the story of five teenagers on the run from cops after committing a crime, hiding on a train, only to discover the passengers are all ghosts. Today, sir, you can take a ride on Train of the Dead.
Not as good as Zombies, which is what I was hoping would be
I
the
was
end of that
too.
Sentence,
it's Train of
fine.
The Dead. Of the Dead implies zombies always has, always
so how about
will.
From, how about from the Vicar's back room, my rental suggestion for the week. Girls' Night Out. Check Chicks.
Oh.
Euro Triple X Stars.
Hey now.
It has three titles. You know it's good.
Maybe they're from Club Vundersex.
I'm not wearing any
fabulous.
Pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Show enough.
So first off, the good news is that Torchwood is coming back.
We, okay.
You know, there hasn't been anything listed as far as when new episodes or whatever, but when it does come back, things are going to be a little slightly different. In fact, it's because of how well the show's doing in the United States that they're going to have to tone down some of the language.
Oh my.
Oh my God. According to John Berryman, the wonderful Captain Jack Harkness, the show will be more subtle in its third season so as not to offend American sensibilities. Because we're puritanical in nature, I guess, which is why Girls
yes.
Gone Wild and strip clubs work so well here. Sure. He says, quote, "We're not swearing or doing anything close to the bone because it's been a huge success in the U.S. and the networks won't accept it with all that stuff in it. I'll still be getting naked and it will still be saucy, but it's done with taste. We'll be doing everything so it doesn't have to be heavily edited out for the U.S. Way to go to U.S. Whenever the countries get together, we still have to have a freaking adapter because everyone else is metric. Whenever we have a really cool show, we got to water it down. If you don't like the saucy Captain Jack, don't watch the saucy Captain Jack.
There you go. Good advice from Flynn. From Dark Horizons, despite its global success, Warner Brothers has opted not to release The Dark Knight in China. Official statement on Christmas Eve, the studio said based on a number of pre-release conditions being attached to The Dark Knight, they can't release it over there. Now look, this movie is trying to beat Titanic. We're trying to allow the Cape Crusader to pound the hell out of a little pretty boy, Leo DiCaprio.
So he's going to play Robin?
You know, I want to see that happen. And release in China.
Sorry, I've just stuck on you wanting to watch Batman pound a little boy.
Oh, well, that's probably. At any rate, they're not going to, it's okay. Yeah.
Are you ready for a three-hour tour?
I think I am.
Gilligan's Island creator Sherwood Schwartz and his son Lloyd are moving ahead with a big screen version of the sitcom. They are after Michael Cera from Superbad and Arrested Development.
Oh, for Gilligan?
To don the hat of Gilligan.
I could see that.
I could see that.
I would not, because I would not pay to see this film. But
of course, they also would like to have Beyonce play Ginger. Sure, why not? Sherwood says of the deal, "It just happened in the last 48 hours. I can't take this much excitement at my age. Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey." No production schedule or further cast crew involvement has yet been announced. But yeah, Gilligan's Island, the movie, which brings to mind a wonderful old Cracked parody, which had Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger as Gilligan and the Skipper, respectively.
Lovely.
Yes.
Just lovely. From IGN, conveniently just after the largest shopping weeks of the year, Walmart has begun carrying the iPhone at retail locations nationwide. Although robbed of premium holiday revenues, the mega retailer did begin offering the iPhone over Boxing Day weekend.
Nice.
Yay!
Ooh,
to sweeten the deal,
day.
No wait, check this out.
Yeah.
To sweeten the deal and to live up to their price slashing rep, Walmart offering both the 8 gig and 16 gig. Eight gig and 16 gig models for $2 off the retail price.
Oh my God! Well, I am making a beeline for that.
Damn right.
If you'd like to save some money, quick, go to Amazon. You can get seasons 1 through 11 of The Simpsons for just the unbelievable low price, my friend, of
$15, little man.
Each.
Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me. Oh.
Not really news, but if you want to pick up some DVDs, they got a crazy amount of stuff on sale. Sex and the City sets. Blah 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 blah. Go spend money and help the economy.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's
no, where is that again, sir?
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
See.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we're approaching our magic mark, so I guess we should go ahead and wrap this thing up. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. Join the forums for some social geek working over at geekradiodaily.com. Check out the store at cafepress.com. And email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Hey, I finished early.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's what she said.
Ha ha. Every time.
He's gone to the extent I hadn't noticed he was there.